on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a number of items have been seized by Gardaí in Donegal following searches in the county yesterday as part of a joint operation with the PSNI targeting criminality linked to the INLA. There are fears that the three-school campus project in Bonchranagh could be compromised after the Donegal ETB was told that the Department of Education is considering alternatives. A former Garda sergeant has backed calls for a specialised drug sniffer dog to be located in Donegal. And an investigation has been launched following an incident of criminal damage at the Culture Forestry in Mongori, Rafo, between Monday and Wednesday of last week. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a number of items have been seized by Gardaí in Donegal following searches in the county yesterday as part of a joint operation with the PSNI targeting criminality linked to the INLA. Officers from the Paramilitary Crime Task Force recovered quantities of suspected Class A and B drugs as well as £20,000 in cash following searches in the cityside area of Derry earlier today. Laura Donnelly has more.
Officers from the Paramilitary Crime Task Force recovered quantities of suspected Class A and B drugs, as well as £20,000 in cash following searches in the cityside area of Derry today. Detective Inspector Phelan said today's searches were carried out as part of a joint two-day operation targeting criminality linked to the INLA, namely the supply of illegal drugs. An Garda Síochána also carried out a number of searches in the County Donegal area yesterday and seized a number of items. Detective Inspector Phelan says the operation demonstrates the PSNI's commitment to bringing those involved in the criminality associated with paramilitarism before the courts. He's appealing for anyone with information regarding criminality by paramilitary organisations to contact police on 101. Alternatively, information can also be provided to the independent charity Crime Stoppers.
There are fears that the three-school campus project in Bonchranagh could be compromised after the Donegal ETB was told the Department of Education is considering alternatives. At an initial municipal district meeting today, Councillor Albert Doherty said councillors are still being told that discussions with the vendor are ongoing, but the situation seems to have significantly changed. Councillor Doherty says the council is being sidelined by the department and that's not acceptable.
Today I'm expressing frustration that the report that we are receiving as councillors is a replica of the report we received in May 2015, concluding that Department of Education are engaged with the vendor with a view of securing a site. And having attended ETB yesterday, I believe that that does no longer, they may be looking for a site, but it's not the intended site with the original looking after three school project. And there was a phrase used yesterday in relation to the department where they were now pursuing non-standard solutions in order to facilitate the schools in Bonchranagh. I believe they were indicating that the original Bonchranagh schools concept is now dead.
We did hear that some of the schools were talking themselves about moving forward alone because they just couldn't wait for all the bureaucratic red tape to be broken through. That appears to be coming to fruition.
Absolutely. With a sentence like non-standard solutions, it would seem that the department are flexible and that they will cooperate. But my point is here is that as elected councillors, as members of the public, as people in charge of schools, it's about time we were told forthright what is the situation from a department point of view. Is the original concept gone, and what assistance is our county Minister for Education and Skills going to ensure so that with 2020 we see progress in Bonchranagh?
Was the ETB CEO and officials, were they in a position to give any form of clarity?
They were not able to clarify that there was complete disinterest from the original project, but they did seem to take that other pursuits were ongoing in relation to securing sites, be that individually, jointly, or even, yes, the threesome.
A former Garda sergeant has backed calls for a specialised drug sniffer dog to be located in Donegal. The suggestion was put forward by Councillor Michael McLafferty at yesterday's meeting of the Joint Policing Committee. He believes a canine sniffer for the drugs unit will be a vital addition to tackling drugs in the county. Former Sergeant James Treaty says a sniffer dog would massively help Gardaí, who are working with already limited resources.
Donegal itself is a vast amount of shoreline. If you leave from Muff right around all of the coast there to land over in Kellybegs. And look at the number of seaports that is in there, from Greencastle, Mavelle, right around Rathmullen, Downinch, Buttonport, and right around the coast, right around to Kellybegs, that is extensively used by very many people. And Donegal also has an international airport, and probably several registered landing strips. And then if you take the situation there, south of Donegal there, you have Derry, Strabane, and Enniskillen, all in close proximity to small little towns. You also have, historically, the connection of West Donegal to Scotland and mainland England. That brings its own problems. There's another situation in the Donegal division. They stand alone. They don't have adjoining divisions that they can call on for support. And Councillor McLaughlin made an excellent point where he said that a dog would be a tremendous asset to the force. I don't know what the situation is in relation to numbers there involved in the drug unit there. But I have seen it in the past being highlighted by the Garda representative, Brendan O'Connor. He extensively highlighted the lack of vehicles in Donegal that's in use for the Garda there. And he actually gave the number, which is quite frightening, the number of stations that hadn't a vehicle. So I would think that Councillor McClafferty's suggestion had a lot of merit, that a dog could be used. If you look at the number of articulated vehicles that come into Donegal every day there with produce from Northern Ireland and from Southern Ireland, to search one of those, the manpower involved would be quite horrific. The man-hours, involved to search one of those vehicles.
Kerry Independent TD Donnie Healy-Ray has been banned from asking dull questions for the rest of the week. The punishment was handed out after the Kerry TD went over time when asking a question about whether the government is considering proposals to stop people burning turf in their own home. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar assured that there are no plans to bring in such a ban. Deputy Donnie Healy-Ray says many people in rural Ireland would suffer if the ban was introduced.
There's going to be a lot more of energy poverty, and there's going to be a lot more people cold. They're entitled to cut turf and timber.
They will not be in for the rest of the week.
And they have done it for generations. And there's a lot of other things to be sorted out before he consider stopping him burning turf and timber.
You will get no question for the rest of the week. That's the penalty.
An investigation has been launched following an incident of criminal damage at the Culture Forestry in Mongorie Rifo between Monday and Wednesday of last week. The front entrance of the forest was damaged and a burnt-out car found at the rear of the forest. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with any information to come forward.
The Culture employees alerted Gardaí to this. There was a criminal damage incident at the forestry at Mongorie Rifo. That was between the 2nd of December and Monday, so between 5 p.m. and the Monday. And it was until the 4th of December, Wednesday, at 11 a.m. So there was damage caused to the main entrance gates into the forestry there, the property of Culture, and a burnt out car was discovered then at the rear of the forestry that hadn't been there before they left their shift that evening. If anybody observed anybody in that area, any people, vehicles in that area over those few days that seemed anyway untoward, we would ask them to call us in Letterkenny on 074 9167 100.
Meanwhile, substantial water damage has been caused during a break-in at a holiday home in Kindrum, Fannid. Between Wednesday night last and the following afternoon, entry was gained to the property and copper pipes and a cylinder removed. Garda Doherty has been outlining what happened.
This happened at a holiday home in Kindrum and Fannid. Happened between the 4th of December, that was a Wednesday, at 12:30 at night, and the 5th of December, Thursday, at 12:20 p.m. So overnight, really, during the night hours up until lunchtime the following day. A window was broken at the rear of the house, entry was gained, and quite an unusual one, this one. The water pipes and the attic were cut, and a copper cylinder was stolen then from the hot press downstairs. So there was quite a lot of water damage caused to the property. So if anybody observed anything in that area that would assist with our investigation, we would ask that they contact Milford Gardaí on 074 915 3060, or the Garda confidential line either on 1-800-666-111.
And it's been quite a while since we've seen the likes of the copper tanks targeted. As a further reminder too, they have to be disposed of some way or other.
They have to, yeah. And somebody possibly may come across this, you know, on the black market for sale. And we'd appreciate also if anybody does come across an item such as this for sale to contact us also.
The SDLP leader is warning his constituents of a fake letter being handed out purporting to be from him. The letters, which he alleges have been delivered to houses in Derry, ask people to financially support his election campaign. He says he is disgusted by the move and asks if Sinn Féin will condemn it. In a social media post, Colm Eastwood said the issue has since been reported to the PSNI.
What we've seen in the last day is a fake letter purporting to come from me, sent to the people in Derry, asking for money. It is the lowest form of political dirty trick, and I think the people of Derry will be absolutely furious. It's treating the people of this city as fools. Well, they're not fools. People will make their own mind up about who sent these letters. Well, I can tell you absolutely categorically, no letter has been sent or will be sent by this campaign this week. So if you receive any letter purporting to come from me or the SDLP this week, please let us know, because this matter is now with the police.
RTE's Director General has told an Oireachtas committee the licence fee is good value for money. Dee Forbes has appealed to TDs to reform the system of collection in a bid to address the financial issues at the broadcaster. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
RTE's Director General Dee Forbes started by saying what the broadcaster produces is highly valuable.
This is fair value for 44 cent a day per household, especially in comparison with the subscription costs to other media services.
She said they are reviewing salaries, but defended those at the very top.
The role of presenting a show or being a broadcaster it can be a difficult one, and it's not something that anybody can do despite sometimes what the public think.
But some TDs like Fianna Fáil's Timmy Dooley and Sinn Féin's David Colnan have been critical of RTE's financial plans.
Understand from our perspective, we're somewhat sceptical about what we're hearing.
But I do see big holes in this, because unless you're able to give me a full breakdown of where the €60 million can be achieved, not broad headings, that doesn't cut it.
The government earlier announced a commission on the future of public service broadcasting, along with a further investment of €50 million over 5 years in the broadcaster. RTE was looking for double that, along with reform of the licence fee on a much quicker timeline than the government plans. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, now offering the new Donegal GAA Nevis range in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with football and holders. Liverpool, they'll look to book their place in the last 16 of the Champions League. A point in their final Group E match against Red Bull Salzburg in Austria will see Jurgen Klopp's team qualify for the last 16. The Liverpool boss says his players know what's required.
We have to show that we deserve it to go through. If they said it before, if Salzburg beats us, they deserve it to go in the knockout stage. If it doesn't happen, then we deserve it. As simple as that. And they have 95 minutes or 97 minutes time to prove that point.
Kickoffs at 5:55. Elsewhere, Chelsea, they're on a poor run of form going into their final group hitch tie in the Champions League. They host French side Lille, having won just one of their last five fixtures in all competitions. Victory tonight would see them through to the knockout stages. 8:00's the start time. A draw may also be enough, but manager Frank Lampard insists a win is what they're aiming for.
I think it would be a good achievement. I mean, I know there's expectations that we should get through a group, I get that, but it was a tough group, and the slightly young feel to our team, you know, the fact we lost the first game, there's a few difficulties that we've had, and I think we've dealt with them very well to get ourselves in this position, but there's still work to be done. So yeah, we have to go out to win the game.
Elsewhere, cross-channel, Leeds United have the chance to take top spot in the Championship. They will return to the summit if they beat Hull City at Elland Road tonight. There's a 7:45 kick-off at Elland Road. Now, there's five other games down for decision in the Championship tonight, and Bristol City play Millwall, Charlton they play Huddersfield, Nottingham Forest play Middlesbrough, Preston North End they play Fulham, and Stoke they're up against Luton Town. And there's one game in the Irish Premiership tonight, Glenavon they play host to Carrick Rangers. Closer to home, two more signings for Finn Harps today were announced. Stephen Doherty and Kieran Farn, they've made the move from the Harps under 19 squad to being a part of Ollie Horgan's first team squad for the upcoming 2020 season. Both featured in first team squads last season and will no doubt be looking to work their way into bigger roles as the 2020 progresses. The FAI will not be appearing in front of the Rockets Joint Committee on transport, tourism and sport tomorrow. In a letter, the company secretary, Rhea Walsh, has said the appropriate representatives from the association are not able to attend. They say their key priority at the moment is the necessary refinancing to secure jobs and the future of the game. The FAI added that they will attend the committee on a date when appropriate representatives are available. In motorsport, Derry's Callum Devine has been named International Driver of the Year at the Champions of Irish Motorsport Awards. It comes after a string of impressive performances in their Ford Fiesta R5 that powered Callum and co-driver Brian Hoy to victory in the FAI Celtic Trophy. Those performances also earned Callum the opportunity to drive for Hyundai Motorsport in the final round of the European Rally Championship Rally Hungary last month. This year's Billy Coleman Award for the Young Rally Driver of the Year was won by Josh McErlin from Kilray in County Derry. Josh won the Junior British Rally Championship in his Peugeot 208R2 following victories in the West Cork Pirelli International and Ulster Rallies. In rugby, Munster's Arno Botha could face a suspension following a sending off in the side's win over Saracens in the European Champions Cup at the weekend. The South African faces a disciplinary hearing in London tomorrow. Munster, they take on Sarries again this weekend in the European Champions Cup. And Leinster captain Johnny Sexton, he's set for an extended spell on the sidelines. The out half is believed to have torn a medial ligament during his side's European Champions Cup win over Northampton at the weekend. He is set to be out of action for 8 to 10 weeks and is now doubt for Ireland's opening Six Nations matches against Scotland and Wales. In golf, Rory McIlroy has explained why he's decided not to take part in the Saudi International Golf event early next year. Players have been criticised for attending a tournament in a country that has questionable human rights records. McIlroy says he would prefer to stay in America.
There's a morality to it as well. And, you know, I just don't want to go. I don't want to travel that far. I think the atmosphere looks better at the events on the West Coast. And I'd much rather play in front of big golf fans and play in a tournament that really excites me.
Finally, for this evening, Sport Ireland have said the World Anti-Doping Agency sanctions against Russia have not gone far enough. This comes after Russia was handed a four-year ban from all international sporting events, including the Olympics and the World Cup. John Tracy, chief executive of Sport Ireland, has today said the sanctions do not go far enough to address the sheer scale of systematic corruption in Russia. Russian athletes who can prove that they are untainted by the doping scandal will be able to compete under a neutral flag. That's all your sport this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Fianna Fáil will back a bill calling for an immediate rent freeze. TDs will consider the proposal, which would mean rents couldn't rise or fall for 3 years. It appears to have the support of a majority of TDs. Fianna Fáil's Stephen Donnelly says they will back it.
More extreme measures are required, and the reality is a rent freeze, whilst not a long-term measure, is one that Fianna Fáil has looked at. It is one that Micheál Martin has advocated for in the Chamber, so we'll be taking it very seriously.
And finally, a number of projects in Donegal are set to benefit from leader funding announced today. €188,000 has been sanctioned for a playground in Maharorty and €126,000 for one in Ranafast. Costa Firbeth and Knockfuller receives almost €76,000 for a refurbishment. Donegal Stocks in Glenties has been allocated over €58,000 for machines. And Amokfuin Air Tourist Cycling in Carrick receives almost €42,000 for a new fleet of bikes. Minister Joe McHugh has also confirmed monies from the Small Capital Grant Scheme for Donegal Liquid Therapy and the Centre for Natural Resources. Meanwhile, over €146,000 has been allocated by Leader to the Dunloe Riverwalk, which Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says is a very important project.
Today's announcement means that they can install a number of sculptures, artistic features and directional signposts. They'll greatly enhance the river walk and the walking experience of this amenity. In addition to that, I'm delighted that funding has been approved by Leader for playgrounds at Maharorty and Ranafast.
Weather now, it will be cold and windy for the rest of the day with some blustery showers and strong and gusty westerly winds. Some of the showers may be heavy this evening with a risk of hail and thunder. It was temperatures tonight of 0 to 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a number of items have been seized by Gardaí in Donegal following searches in the county yesterday as part of a joint operation with the PSNI targeting criminality linked to the INLA. Officers from the Paramilitary Crime Task Force recovered quantities of suspected Class A and B drugs as well as £20,000 in cash following searches in the Cityside area of Derry earlier today. There are fears that the three-school campus project in Boncrana could be compromised after the Donegal ETB was told the Department of Education is considering alternatives. At an initial municipal district meeting today, Councillor Albert Doherty said councillors are still being told that discussions with a vendor are ongoing, but the situation seems to have significantly changed. A former Garda sergeant has back calls for a specialised drug sniffer dog to be located in Donegal. The suggestion was put forward by Councillor Michael McLafferty at yesterday's meeting of the Joint Policing Committee. He believes a canine sniffer for the drugs unit would be a vital addition to tackling drugs in the county. And the SDLP leader is warning his constituents of a fake letter being handed out purporting to be from him. The letters, which he alleges have been delivered to houses in Derry, ask people to financially support his election campaign. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast for Main Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, December the 10th. The death has occurred of Stephen McCluskey, Dromore, Crossroads, Killigordon. Removal from McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, this evening at 8 o'clock to his late home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for a requiem mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Robert Doherty Toland, Crystal Springs, Ludden, Buncrana. Robert's remains will repose at his residence tomorrow morning from 11 o'clock. Funeral on Friday morning, leaving his home at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Cock Hill. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Teresa McCluskey, 13 Cannon View, Letterkenny, Ne Creerand, formerly of Glenvar. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:45 for 12 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenvar. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Frank McCarron, Sapa Muff. His remains will be reposing at his niece, Siobhan O'Hagan's residence, Sapa Muff, from 5 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Ishgahin, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Society of St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. The death has occurred of Sally McGinley, formerly of Lochmalt, Brocklis. Her remains are reposing at the family home at Lochmalt, Brocklis. Funeral mass tomorrow morning in the Church of St Joseph and St Connell, Brocklis at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please. The death has taken place of Declan Doherty Jr., Tullawir, Coolboy, Letterkenny. Declan's remains will repose at the family home at Coolboy until 10 o'clock tonight, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, with interment afterwards to the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the intensive care unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Robert F. Bert Porter, reposing at Lynch's Funeral Home, Castlederg, until 6 o'clock this evening. Arriving at the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Ballinlough, County Roscommon, at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral mass on Thursday at 12 noon, followed by burial in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Seamus Breslin, Gortnacard, Ardra. His remains are reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sanfield, this evening, with removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7:30. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Liam Michael William McCallion, 550 Barn Alt Road, Clody, County Derry. Liam is reposing at his late residence until funeral to St Patrick's Church, Clody, for Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Jimmy McBride, Clontalla Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for a requiem mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m.